Boy, I'm sick, Vance. Sorry. Wait there, Vance. Good boy. Forward, Vance. Go on then, find right. Good boy. Oh, God, Vance! Come on, watch! Oh dear, it's Wednesday the 29th of, straight on Vance of May. I got back yesterday from Germany. Forward, Vance, I've been spending a good chunk of the day uploading audio booze. Find left, Vance. Ooh, smells nice here. Yeah. Roast meat of some kind. Right, come on then, Vance. Oh, no, there's something in the way. Come back here, come back. Come on, Vance. Right, we're going to do a busy. Come on, busy boy. Busy, busy. Busy boy. Busy, busy. No, he's not going to go. Come on then, Vance, we'll just go to the vet. Yeah, so we got back yesterday. Vance did quite well travelling yesterday, although he got quite hobbly towards the end of the day. He's decidedly hobbly today, really quite badly. Doesn't seem to be in pain particularly, but he's really limping on that foot that's in the that's got the dressing on it. Straight on, Vance. On you go. So we're off to the vet to have the dressing changed and see what the damage is and hope that he's all right. Really don't know what to expect, really. He could be putting strain on other parts of his body by walking like this. Find left, Handy. Come on. No, Vance, find left. It's the vet, isn't it? Find the way. Okay. Right, do you want to go to the toilet first, Vance? Come on. I think you might want to go. Come on. Come on then, busy boy. Vance, leave it. Busy boy. Busy, busy. Busy boy. Good lad, well done. Okay, that's good. Except he's probably weeing on the dressing now. Oh, the weather is utterly disgusting. Just like how it was for most of the time in Germany, apart from yesterday in Cologne, which was wonderful. So things are either disgusting or wonderful. Oh, good boy, Vance, that's good. Right, okay, let's go and get him seen too. Turn around, Vance. Okay, you're going to find the way then, Vance. Find the door. Good boy. Hello, Vance for 5:30. Big dog. Turn around. Oh, dear me. Right, well, we've come out the vet. We were in there quite a long time, actually. The damage is mixed. The story's not as good as we'd have hoped. Basically, he's... Okay, Vance, come on then. Let's go forward. Find right. Good boy. Find right. Can you find the box? Where's the box? Good boy. Good boy, well done. Okay, you can find the crossing for me now. Forward, okay. Now we're going. Forward, Vance. Come on, find right. Oh, you must look good, Vance, coming out the vet
with a bandaged paw.
Fine, right. Come on. You can hear now, he has a different thing on his paw. I will explain all. Forward Vance, basically, he took the wrapping off and was immediately quite concerned because he said that it didn't feel to be very breathable material, which is probably true. Straight on, Vance. Oh, there's a good bus here. Whether we can get there in time is another matter. Come on, Vance. Find the door. No, find the door. Come on, quickly, Vance. Ah. Buses. Who would have them? You get to the front of the bus and it drives off. Okay, sit there, Vance. Thank you. I tried white waving towards the bus, but evidently that didn't work. Right, anyway, so he was a bit worried that it didn't seem very breathable material. Asked whether I'd been told that it was waterproof or not. I hadn't been told that, either way. But it had been, you know, I tapped it on the recordings a few times, you know, it felt like some kind of waterproof type material. I took it off. The original wound is actually quite good and fine, but where his toes have been rubbing against the bandage because it was a bit tight there, it's potentially become infected. So, and it was also very wet inside. It really stunk. It was not very good, really, unfortunately. So he's had his toes cleaned up. He's got a new bandage on. We're going to be putting a waterproof thing on it only when we go out, and then taking it off again when we get home. They've made one very cleverly out of an old drip container, tied at the top. No, Vance, up, sit, please. And he's got to have the dressing changed every 2 days, possibly for a week. He should be okay to... I mean, he didn't think there was any problem with him actually walking on it, but we're going to, you know, walking on it a little bit, like to go out to spend or whatever, and just see how he goes, but suggesting that we don't do anything too significant until the weekend at least, so for a couple of days. And anyway, Vance is still hobbling really, really badly. So I think in any case, I wouldn't want to take him out like this. So I think we'll work from home the next couple of days. Vance, just sit, please. Good boy. He's still a bit uncomfortable. He was desperately trying to lick his foot when the bandage came off. I had to hold his head to stop him from doing it. It's raining now, isn't that lovely? The vet also said, noticed his nose that other people have been mentioning, that it's a bit raw. Wonders, Vance, up, sit! Up, come here! Sit there, and we're going to wait. Thank you, Houndy. I thought that might be infected too, or maybe become infected with maybe Vance licking it or something. So he's given him antibiotics, mainly for the foot, but in the hope that it will cover the nose as well. The ideal would have been for it not to be bandaged, but we would need to have some way of stopping Vance from licking it then, and that given that he's a guide dog, it wouldn't work to have what they call an Elizabethan collar put on. So one of the, I think it's one of these really quite wide collars that that stop them from being able to lick things quite close down. Right, here's a bus. Up on, Vance. Thank you. Get on, Vance. Let's go in here. Good boy. Turn around. Are you just going to go down, are you? Okay. I need to go shopping, but I think I'm going to take Vance home and then go with my cane. I can't really walk around the supermarket with him like this, and it won't be good for him. Just standing in the wheelchair bay on the bus. My favourite position. So when I get home, say I need to go shopping, ring Mum and Dad to let them know how Vance is. I need to think what we're going to do in 2 days' time. I'm going to see Martin Oxford on Friday, and originally Vance was going to be looked after at the Albert Hall. Whether we can take him or not, I suppose, will depend on how his walking's going by then. Whether we can, I can potentially leave him for up to 4 hours, so that might just about work, but I would have to cut it fairly fine to go to the Albert Hall. So, we'll just have to see. The joys of having a big doggy. So there we go, and that's what the next few days holds in store. Checking that Vance is alright with the foot. I've got to check it doesn't get wet or anything, making sure that it doesn't slip down or become smelly or anything, otherwise it's back to the vet again. Then get it changed on Friday morning, and then we'll see what happens from there.